Amud Hey, Sif Dalet. Im Yosef Tirish Megigas Shalanovim, Shadayim Loi Nidrachu. Okay, so you had not crushed the grapes before Shabbos. And you have a container which has the grapes in it. And meanwhile, a certain amount of liquid seeps out, and that some of it is dripping out of the kli. That means the kli has a little bit of a crack. Says the laugh and a roy shiriyah mashkin shazavu asurim the laugh is mashkin shazavu, liquid which comes out of peiris is also to use. So especially by zaysim anavim. Because Allah said to Masha, because we're afraid the prison might come and squeeze it. Okay, so now the liquor which comes out is usur. So we have a problem. There's a din called bitul klei meichon, right? That to catch since the liquor which comes out is usur to drink, it's muksa. If I put a klei there to catch the liquor which is coming out, the klei, once it has muksa in it, is usher to move. So Chazal usher that because that makes it the kli becomes somewhat unusable. So it's called bitul kli meichon. You're being vatal kli from its usage on Shabbos, but making it not be able to move by putting muksa in it. So you can't put a kli underneath to catch the liquid which is coming out. If the grapes are totally crushed already and the liquid's coming out and it's basically you squeeze out all there is to squeeze out, even a little more comes out, that liquid's not osur. Because even if you go be a dime and squeeze it, it's not called malach anymore because it's already been squeezed. But since it has not been squeezed yet, so now Chazal, if your prison would go be a dime and squeeze it, he'll be over into the rice. So Chazal asked the liquid which comes out, male with liquid is muksa, the male catching it in a kli is bitul kli meichon. Okay. V'ena rishar losim kli tachdob neshma vatla meichon. So Ketzer Yaseh, what do you do? You don't want to have all this liquid running out, which is good liquid. So what's the Eitza? Okay. So Bishabur is going to bring an Eitza that put a kli which has water in it underneath it, and as the drips come in, each drip as it comes in, you say kama kama bottle, and it comes each one as it comes in, it becomes bottle in the liquid which is already there. And Mela, the kli is not bevut to mechonai, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't go with that approach. He says that in a case where a person's going to have graf sharei, they didn't ask the bitul kli mechonai, so what can you do? So Ketzer Yaseh, Yinich Shal Mitosa O Shulchan. So the Gemara says that this scenario in a different context. If I have the dripping coming in from the roof, there's a crack in the roof and the dripping is coming in, so it comes in and takes up some of the dirt from the roof, etc. So that water you're not going to use. That water is a little bit disgusting. So I want to put a kli down below to catch it. But because if I don't, my dirt floor is going to become muddy, etc. The whole thing is like disgusting, on top of disgusting, disgusting. So we said, okay, that. So, but why do you care it's disgusting? Because it's graf sharei. Yeah, but graf sharei is only mutter if you find it repulsive. Don't stay in the room, it won't be repulsive. The more so you can move your mita or your kisei into the room. So you're sitting there, and it's getting dirt coming down, mud, etc. The whole thing is semela. You put the kli there, it catches it to prevent that. But you also have this muddy, dirty water. You find the repulsive. Now you're able to carry that out because of graf sharei. So you never mavatal kli mechonai because you're allowed to carry that kli because of graf sharei. It only works if you're in the room. So we're going to use the same eitzah over here. We're going to move in. Mitosar shulchan. Was yeh oisat laf lefonav ki graf sharei. It's equivalent of a graf sharei, which you're allowed to move because it's repulsive. V'yachol aniach sham kli k'nei lekabel et laf k'nei shlo yaseh sham tit. So this way, if it falls onto the ground, it's going to make the whole room all muddy, etc. And there, because she's malakli, so now once the kli is full, you can take it out because the whole thing is getting uncomfortable. Lo yizur kenabas kliach or shlo yivat lenu meyichonoi. So you cannot pour it out into different kli. Al marika basecha giga shazava mashkim imenu. So now you're doing mitzvah yichonoi when you're pouring into this container, this larger container. Well, you put it back into the original barrel. Well, that barrel anyway has liquid in it, which was unusable. So that kli is mevutal. But you pour it into a new kli, you're mevutal kli yichonoi.
Okay.
Why?
Let's see, Mr. Baruch. It's not talking about a case where it was totally broken and the thing is gushing out. It's dripping out. It's coming out drop by drop. So the person not considering a boho. So here we're saying you want to put a kli to cat, be matzo. I understand why you're not allowed to be matzo. Because it's bitul mechana. It's because it's your Adam's ball. He might come to fix the kli. No, it wasn't coming out in a sudden way. Which is there's a behilus that he's going to come to misak on the kli. Fine, but there's a new problem of bitul mechana. The initial legarmi, I feel him hoya mutal about the kli mechana. Gam keno hoya osir the hosim kli tachtav because the ball. Now we have a new problem. The Sharatin says in Yud, and over here you cannot be matzo both in Gimel Shudus because you can't use this liquid anyway. So you have no heter over here to be matzo at all once you're boho. But now he's not bald, so we say, okay, so that's not a problem. The problem is b'tuklim echonai. And Shadai l'nidrichu, d'im nidrichu l'hoya mashka shadai l'b'klal mashka shizom k'leil b'simen shenchal p'sipes. Once it's been pressed already, and the so even a person would go be a dime and squeeze out that liquid. That liquid is not that's not a kol ma'isa of skita. So therefore, the liquid which comes out chazal denatzer the gzera otu you might come to squeeze because even you squeeze it, it's not the ma'isa. Okay. So you can't put a clear underneath to catch it because it's ben roshoy mimnei shuvat lemechana. So if we come with this other eitz, now that mishmeru that of ayin darkei marsha shehiskim last is oyd eitz acheres. He has a different suggestion. Tadashit in a kli imayim tachas atlaf. Put a kli which has water in it already, potable water. So it's usable for drinking. And kadeshi's batal hayayin b'mayim rishon. So as each drop as it comes in, it's bottle. Because my Rambam, I feel that this Rabbi is still a b'seif. Shein yoyster mi'amayim, less lan ba. Yeshizu kol mekilim yerdei simen kuflam medal. So what will be in a scenario where eventually, see, each drop as it comes in his bottle. So eventually, you're so kol zman. The roib is mayim. So I understand, but now the roib is not mayim anymore. The roib is. The wine which is osur. So no, it's not. Each drop as it came in became botul and becomes part of the heter. So the fact that later on, so you don't say chayzer benir type of basur. So that's, you say that's a machlokas in Yerudea, but you can say mechan the mekilim. So now yachol nir sham kli the kabel of lav. There's a rule of so setting up this scenario, and having this kli containing this liquid, which you're going to find repulsive, is you're setting up a grafs array heter lechadchila. So that's not mutter. Halchasher mishum seda over here because of the seda. Otherwise, there's going to be the loss of the value of this liquid in the barrel. So chazal remekel.
Is it also mishum seda that we're even calling this a grafs array? It seems like it's grape juice.
It'd be hard to matter based on that.
Right, so in what sense is it a graph shore? It's kind of missing.
I'm not sure of how they're picturing the Metzius, but apparently if we would see the Metzius, we'd also find a repulsive. That's what I'm assuming, the way it comes out and the way it mixes into the Kli.
It sounds like I really want to use this. That's
not what I mean. Yeah, eventually you'll clarify it and you'll sift it, etc. But right now it's just
having it sitting there in my room.
I would find it just like it's... Yeah. I am very, very far removed from the reality of these things. It's hard to know. Okay. So the Bir Halacha here deals with the following question. I'm going to eventually empty this kli into some other kli, and we're grappling. What do you do that to? Right? Is what about not emptying the kli and bringing another kli to stick on top of the first one? And right? So that's why you put the kli mechon. It's put the kli mechon on the second one. But the second one, but also theoretically, can be graf shorei. So theoretically, I'm not being mevatel the mekana because I can use the head of graf sharei in the second one. So what's better? Should I be metaltel the muksa, the container which is there, be a dayim, based on the sort of graf sharei, or should I bring another kli to put it down, thereby not moving any muksa at all, relying on that it's not being mevatel the mekana? Because if I want to, I could move it. Because through the sword of graf sharei. So what's better? So I'm going to rub shazar with the miyeshle kli acher yeshetayv shebiyeno be anechel al gabi a kli shomet kvar. You should bring a second kli and put it on top of the first kli that you've been catching in. So now you'll put it on top, and then the new liquid coming out will fall into the second kli. That's better. That's better than taking the container which is there, which has what's in it, what's something which is muksa, and taking it and then emptying it out, and then refilling, replacing it to catch again. So I can use clean number one, fill it, let it fill up, take it, pour it out, and back into the barrel. Put it back down and start over again with the same kli. Or I can leave kli one in place and put kli number two on top of kli number one. So what's better? I'm adding a new extra bit of kli mechon on the second kli, potentially. Or I'm being told the muksa biyadayim in the first kli. So it's better to bring in the second kli than to actually move muksa. There's a tilt of muksa biyadayim chomer mi bit of kli mechon. Excuse me, we have the choice between the two. I'd rather be bitul mevatel kli mechana than to move muksa biyadayim. The bungal of Ram. Right by your Rabbi, the prima donna, she befach with gimbazem, the Kedusha Kibeger, the Sadaka bungal of Ram. Okay. Sifhe. Nispazul of Paris Bechotzer. Person had gathered Paris already. So there's no problem of Ma'amir. The first time you gather pears from the field where they grew, person gathers the apples which have fallen, he's not doing any act of tarlish kreitz or whatever it is off the tree, because they fall off. He just grabbed them what's on the ground. But gathering together what's on the ground and bring it together is the malacha of ma'amir. So he already did that. So that's not, he did the ma'amir before Shabbos, and now they're in a basket. Now the basket knocks over, and your apples are rolling all over the chatzar. So he's supposed to pair the chatzar echad hena mechad hena. So ein ma'amir acher, ein imer acher imer. So that's not, we're not worried about ma'amir. On the other hand, it goes along the lines of these things. You have your fruits going all different directions, you're going to end up losing your fruits. You want to gather them together. You shouldn't lose the money, the value of the fruits. But the mice doing it the normal way, like you know, along the lines we said before, is maybe it should be questionable. Oh, it's not bohol. You're not really mamish the situation of behilus. But there's a difference over here that it looks like an uvdur chol. The person going around gathering fruits, that looks like an uvdur chol. So they answered it. Malak and ma'at ba'oichol. So you can gather enough that you can be able to eat, use it right now to eat. You can't put it into a basket, into some type of a basket or a box. You're not running all over the chutz or gathering things. It's just they all fill out like it's a pile of some type of sesame seeds, as much edible as it is. You can use it. It's not muksa. But they all fell in one spot. They're not rolling away. So then, in that situation, you can use a basket to gather back in. Elam can nafal the secha tzoris vafruyer shibachotzer os malaket echad roichol itzan the secha savul the secha kupa. If they got mixed in as they fell, they got mixed in with the dust and the dirt which is on the. It was dirt. Maybe it was packed down, but it was dirt. So some of that gets mixed into the paris. So now you have potentially a barrier problem. Team, you're taking the good from the bad. You have to do it for immediate use. Putting it into the basket, which is the whole idea, is to put in, save this, you'll be able to not end up being mafsid, and you'll have it after Shabbos. That's not barer for achila purposes, that's barer for oitzer purposes. That's as much with oitzer. So that situation, you can take one at a time and eat them. So that's mutter. What's me?
What was oitzer? The zaman?
What's that?
What was oitzer?
The
zaman?
Being barer for after Shabbos to be able to have all of this, to save all of this fruit, but not if you're going to be using it on Shabbos, you only be using it after Shabbos. That was your whole goal, to save all this stuff, to be able to use it. Would be barer laotzer, and barer laotzer is the case which is chay. You're being barer something to save it.
Laotzer.
And I say otsar. Otsar is when you have smichas. And you don't say smichas, it's otsar. Otsar, yeah. Otsar.
Not
otsar. Yeah, otsar. Okay, you're dying. Echad heino. So going around the different places in the chotzer, picking up these things that are rolling around different places, that's uvdur chol. You're going and like gathering things and put it into a basket. That's it's a weekday type of activity. So there's a if it falls in one place, so then you have. It doesn't look like a uftar chol. Now, ach kishmalak the mesach tzoris bafruyos mechzi tomid kubdur the chol kishrosh the mesal v'oser. V'hanu afilu imedai to lechol la'alter dilav halki tepekal darshem mishem berer kileyal v'sim mishen yutes. So you're gathering the good from the bad. You're taking it from the dirt. So if you want to go for immediate use, that should be mutter mitzad berer. But even then, the Chazal said there's going to be a problem of Sararis and Afurius because there's a little chol element as well. Okay. But what you're going to allow you is just to be malakat echad echad roichel. You can't put into a salary kupa. Remember the high roichel bedafkehu. We have to mamash eat it. Okay, I feel the same. Tcheker b'ksusa gamkin alser litnum. Still dafke into a basket. I want to put it in my pocket. I want to put it in my lap. It's alser. Vayda mesayim. We're saying you can't put it into a salary kupa. You can be oichel. What about you skipped some cases in the middle? It's not a salary kupa, which is like the normal place to store something. It's not mamash eating it on the spot. It's you putting it in your pocket. That's not mamash store or something of that or your lap. So that's included in the side of Isser. Okay. Simshin Lavov. The halachas of interfacing with growing things on Shabbos.
Growing things which are being tzomeach.
Chazal makes limits to what you're allowed to do. And Elo Be'ilon, you cannot climb a tree, you cannot cope a tree on Shabbos. Ben Lach, Ben Yabesh, whether the tree is still alive and fresh, whether the tree has withered and died. Okay. So the case where it's alive, so that makes sense because you're afraid you might come to tear something off. But if it's dead, there's no malach involved in tearing something off. Chazal lost it anyway. Ben Yitlin, boy, you cannot hang on it. You cannot lean on it. Ben Mishtamshin, B'mechurba l'karka klal, you cannot in any way use this tree which is mechurba l'karka. Gzera shema yalu b'yilish, and it's all went under the umbrella of the gzera. The Chazal said we're afraid if the person is going to go up into the tree, he might decide to tear something off for to use, etc. All the b'ilim shabbos, the person went climbed on the tree on Shabbos. He shouldn't have done. So that's an issur d'rabbanan. So b'shogeg mutter leirid. Chazal allowed him to come out of the tree if he went in b'shogeg. B'meizid also leirid. If he went into he climbed into the tree b'meizid, we say, I'm sorry, sir, we're not going to be make it allow you to climb down. We want you to say this after Shabbos. So that's a nice knas, and hopefully he will not repeat this issue the following Shabbos. Now, what about the person was in the tree from before Shabbos? When he went into the tree, there was no issur involved in his mice going into the tree. Now we have a choice of saying, well, but now the Shabbos started and he's in the tree, so what should we do? Should we tell him he can come down, or should we tell him to stay there? We tell him to come down. Because this is being mishtamash bilan, so as long as he's sitting in the tree, he's being mishtamash bilan, so you don't gain anything. So there's no kanas in this situation because he went in Erev Shabbos. So now you have to figure out what's a better way to address this as the Rabbanan. Well, climbing down, he's using the tree, and sitting in the tree, he's also using the tree. Well, if he sits in the tree for the whole Shabbos, he's using the tree a lot more than if he just comes down. So we say, come down. Okay. Now, the plan was to come down before Shabbos, and then he forgot, they got busy, whatever it is. But even though he went to an Erev Shabbos, with intention to stay there on Shabbos, he's being mishtamash b'ilon, the Isser. So we gave him a kanas in that situation. So we give him a kanas. We say, sir, spend the night in the tree. Um, So this whole discussion is talking about the person is in the tree. Okay. So this that we're saying, discussion whether he should stay in the tree or not. The first sheet holds that he can come down. The second sheet says depends what his plan was. Zotar Ramah, that's all talking about, we're discussing a person. But if a person hung something on the tree before Shabbos, everybody agrees that you cannot take it off on Shabbos. Because while it's there, that's not called you being mishtamish. That's the state of being, that's called being mishtamish. But as you're taking it off, that's called you're using the tree as it were to take it off. You're taking it away from the tree, but the process of taking it off is called using the tree.
And it doesn't matter whether you're in Erev or not. This is assuming you're.
There's nothing. There's a place that there's no problem with it. So, that could either be because the area is enclosed through an Erev, whatever it is, or if it's out in the Carmel, you're allowed to move something less than Dalet Amos. So if the tree is equivalent to Rosh Hashanah, depending on how it's shaped, etc., so then you have a problem, you're taking Rosh Hashanah to the Carmelist. But the tree doesn't have that, so the tree has a Carmelist, and you're in a Carmelist, so just move it. Right, so it wouldn't be any problem with mitzah, any problem of carrying, but we said it's also because of the Mishtamish. Now, because of that, but Elin Rekiyotzimah, this is talking about trees which potentially a person could climb into. Aval konim harachim kiyorik, if you have soft types of reeds, shoots, which are soft like vegetables, as opposed to the hard wood, which is like a tree. Motel ishtamash b'hem, al bishim chuburim lekarka, vein also ishtamash, then also ishtamash b'yorik. So if I would have some usage out of my small vegetable patch, so I'll denasa that. That's the Ramah. So, and we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah brings some discussion about it. Okay, Aleph, Ben Yovesh. So the tree is Yovesh, right? The tree has withered and died. There's no freshness to it all. It's totally dead. The clout. All of the leaves have fallen off. And there's no fruits. And there's no. Many of the branches have come off. So there's nothing to be turlish. Chazal asked, being mishtamish with it, all because of this hisidur bon. Yesh mekilim b'zev masachama sheminker l'kol shehu yavish. There's an argument that there's a difference between the winter and the summer. In the winter, all the trees look bare. So I don't know whether this tree is alive or dead. So Chazal said you can't start saying trees which are dead are mutter because people might mistakenly think a tree which is really alive is dead, and then there's going to be a problem. But in the summer where all the trees are in bloom and this tree is dead, it's obvious to people that this tree is different because this tree is not blooming. It's dead. So then already people understand why I'm dealing with this tree differently. So there's no chashash that they're going to undermine the halacha of being mishtamash b'ilan. So there's a yesh mekilin. That's their argument. You can't lean on it, you can't be supported by it. You can't use it. To put something on the tree, or to take something off the tree. He's going to use the tree to he had his animal and he has to tie it to something that it shouldn't run away, so he ties it to the tree. So all those are going to the Yisr. So you can't be mishamish b'mechubar l'karka. We'll see that something which is so low that all this is within three tefachim off the ground, that's sort of like the carcass. So I can mishtamash that part of the tree. I had this at Shabbos. We were walking somewhere and I decided to take a shortcut, and it was going up this path, and the path was iced over, and potentially we were slipping. We grabbed the tree from the bottom, so that's mutter. Grab it above three tefachim, it's a problem. All them you might take off leaves, from her branches, or pears, or fruits. He's come on the Tosha, might do this intentionally. So this is Gzera Otto Nisha Deraisa. A person went up and showed him to the Arid. Alvagabdi read a zoom, Mishtamash Milan. So why are we letting him down? As he's climbing down, he's using the tree. I began in lesser love the Gambi Yeshiva Soy Mishtamashu, because sitting there is also using the tree. And we'd rather have him come down and end his usage than to sit there for hours and hours and hours and continue to use the tree. So what are we Gambi making him say? They're just making it worse.
Okay.
So in the case of a Shogeg.
Went up before Shabbos?
No, he went up on Shabbos for Shogeg.
Shogeg
eventually. Alright. But if he went up in Maze, then we give it Kanas. The maize is also layered in Zion. Amos Shabbos, so he can't come down until after Shabbos to conceal him, because we give him a kanas. Then the Yisharim said that then the Machaber said if he goes to Mibayim he can come down, and some say it depends. If he went up with intention to come down before Shabbos and something happened, is it different than if he went up with intention to stay there? I skipped, I'm sorry. So if he went before Shabbos, then he can definitely come down. The first opinion says he went up before Shabbos, whether he planned to come down before Shabbos, he planned to stay there on Shabbos, doesn't make a difference. He went up before Shabbos, he's mutter to come down. This wasn't mutter what he did, going up there, planning to stay there. But he still can come down. The Hakapanim Mishtamish Bilan Mishiva Soy, because the Maisa, he did it the Maisa before Shabbos, and which is Alasha Madrega, and staying there is being Mishtamish Bilan. So again, the Kanas doesn't make sense. Adarab, let's make him stop doing the Veira. So why aren't his plan was to stay there on Shabbos. His plan was to do the Aveira of being there on Shabbos. But we don't give him the Kanas, since he did the Maisa Mitharatza wasn't a Maisa Visa. So his intent is what made it problematic. Come along the Yeshua, and they said depends whether you plan the Kanaba for Shabbos or not. But you know, local camel kiswar Rishona, we pass not like this, that it's always wanted to come down. Come to Ramon and Ross said, this is not talking about a person coming down. The Yagami Shibasala Ilan Oysis, because he said the person, there's always this other argument. Keeping him there is having him to do continuous of errors. He's being Mishtamash Ilan just by being there. But that's not true on an item. Once you put it there, it's not called you are being mishtamash b'ilan. It's just the moment of putting it there, which is the problem, or taking it off. But so Kli is different. So Kli is also like Shein Isser b'yoris kelim unochim me'atzmam. There's no Isser having the Kli on the tree al davar hamachuber b'shabbos, but. So therefore, leaving it there is doing an aveira. Taking it off is doing an aveira. But if he's taking it off, he's called he's doing mishtamash b'ilan. So why is that called being mishdamish? What's going to happen? So you know, you're taking it away from the tree. So the mishabur, because Chazal were afraid, they put it into the gzeira. Either it's going to come to lean on it, or alechem inofa, one of the branches. Okay, so this that we're saying, that having a kli there from before Shabbos, everybody agrees you just leave it there. But Chazal said something which you halachically are allowed to. It's not muksa. You're allowed to move the item. So Chazal did not allow you to put it there, because there you might come to take it off and they be mishdamish b'ilan. So they made a gzeir d'rabbanan, and also this d'rabbanan of mishdamish b'ilan.
It's actually one more step, because even taking it off the tree is only showing you might come to lean on the tree.
Right. But that they answered specifically.
Right, yeah.
They answered that for the reasons that they answered it. Now I'm coming and answering to put it there, because you might decide to take it off on Shabbos and you call me mishdamish b'ilan. So they answered that. The case over there was the Gemara differentiates between a lit nair, which you're allowed to hang on a tree from before Shabbos, but not from before Yontif. Because on Yontif you're allowed to move the nair, so you might come to take it off the tree, but taking this sort of a Hishtam Shabbilan applies to Yontif. Shabbos, you're Maksadas, because you're not allowed to take it off, because of Muksa, so there's no Xeri, you might come to take it off, so you're allowed to put it there. That's hold Mishabur is here, so hold Mishabur, your Gimel.